You're exactly right. It's not necessarily an easy process. We try to be as helpful and get them candidates interested and then through the process as quickly as possible. But we do want to be thorough in making sure we vet our prospective troopers to make sure that they are the best candidates to go out and serve the public in a short manner of time. So the hiring process, it's some of it you can do online. It's a little more user friendly than having to travel somewhere. And some of it is in person, but you get through that hiring process, get your application submitted, get your paperwork all done. There's a background check. You have to pass some physical agility tests and some other screenings as well. And that's a very quick overview of the initial process leading up to then our trooper recruit school. That takes place in Lansing. You get full pay, full benefits, everything right from the start of recruit school. And you get, all your equipment is issued to you, and that's no cost to you. So then training is down in Lansing. Once you complete our trooper recruit school, then that's where you come back to the post and hit the ground running from there. While there are openings statewide, here locally, we are looking to fill some trooper vacancies throughout the Upper Peninsula. So we're really looking for people who want to come back to the UP and to live and work in and to serve the communities here in the UP. It does depend just on staffing and what personnel levels are fluctuating at different work sites, but that's one of the definitely opportunities for candidates is there's really opportunities throughout the entire UP. So if you wanted to end up in the Western UP, Central UP, Eastern UP, there's opportunities available to get you where your desired location is. So the MSP does take into consideration, if for say a post was adequately staffed and maybe the next neighboring post could use a little extra help, that's something operationally the department does look at. But we try to definitely cater to the applicants and do our best to get them where they want to be.
Okay, so we do have a deadline coming up real quick here to get the ball rolling, so explain that.
Yeah, so for we have two recruit schools coming up here in July of this year. One is a shortened, abbreviated school only for current licensed police officers. And then a regular recruit school is going to be taking place, and that's for anybody. That's for as long as you meet the minimum requirements, you have a high school diploma or GED and make it through the hiring process, and you'll be at least 21. That's there in July. And so for those recruit schools, you have to have your application submitted by March 2nd. It's coming up quick.